Two St. Petersburg police officers were shot and killed this morning. A third law enforcement officer, a U.S. Marshal, is injured. More information is becoming available at this hour. This is St. Pete Police Chief Chuck Harmon in a press conference late this morning.
Numerous bullets, shells were fired in both directions. Two of my officers were struck. One of the deputy marshals has a wound. The two officers that were from the St. Petersburg Police Department that were struck had both been pronounced dead at this particular point. The families are being notified.
The suspect, Hydra Lacey Jr., is a registered sex offender and the brother of professional boxer Jeff Lacey. He was found dead inside the home this afternoon.
I guess when the house was approached today, the gentleman we were looking for actually made access into the attic. It's not uncommon in our field of work for people to hide and scurry to places like an attic. One of the officers that responded was told that also accessed the attic the same way and was apparently caught in a gunfire battle with a gentleman up there inside the attic after he'd already started shooting downward. So that's all we know at this point. We're having to do some extensive damage to the house to get the gentleman out, to do it safely. My goal right now is for no one else to get injured or hurt, but we're going to get him out of there. We're going to use whatever force we need to get him out of there.
Florida's Blood Services announced that this morning's shootings caused Bayfront Medical Center to order 18 more units of type O negative blood. They're asking people to donate O negative because the reserves were already low. Both of the police officers who were killed were married. Harmon says he has spoken with some of the family members.
It's been a very difficult day for us at the St. Pete Police Department. We lost two of our loved ones. Going in and speaking to some of the family today, these gentlemen I've known for years, quality individual, quality people, and our community and our police department is going to suffer a loss today.
Tom Figmick, the chief deputy marshal, said the injured deputy marshal was shot twice.
Deputy marshal is doing fine. He's recently moved from the emergency room, put in a private room now. He's doing well.
St. Petersburg Mayor Bill Foster called this a dark day for his city.
Today, the family of the St. Petersburg Police Department lost two family members. Our city mourns and grieves, and we pray for the family members. We also pray for the officers. I witnessed out at the scene extreme bravery and heroism. They knew that there was one of their own inside, and they exhibited tremendous bravery as they went in. So it's a dark day on the city of St. Petersburg, but I am so extremely proud of the men and women that put their lives in peril every day to serve the citizens of St. Petersburg.
In a statement, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio called it a terrible day for us all.